Hammers were swung, doors were split open, and fire hoses were deployed Thursday as part of South Korea's legislature came under siege in a dispute of a major free trade deal with the United States. Minority party politicians opposing ratification of the deal tried to force their way into a legislative committee room where members of President Lee Myung-bak's ruling conservative party barricaded themselves. The conservatives successfully initiated the process of ratifying the deal as security guards scuffled with dozens of political opponents nearby. The American-South Korean Free Trade Pact would open up large sectors of the U.S. and South Korean economies for easier bilateral trade. It was signed last year, but has languished behind other priorities in both nations. Supporters of the deal say it is needed now more than ever to stimulate the slowing South Korean economy. South Korean farmers and left-leaning politicians fiercely oppose the deal, saying the far larger U.S. economy is likely to swallow entire South Korean industries, especially in agriculture. Won Hae-yong, floor leader for South Korea's minority Democratic Party, accuses President Lee's party of ignoring civilized principles.
우리 국회를 싸움판으로 전쟁터로 만들겠다는
Won tells a television interviewer with South Korea's YTN cable network, Mr. Lee has turned the legislature into a battleground. South Korea's conservatives have a big enough majority to ratify the free trade deal by themselves. However, U.S. President-elect Barack Obama and new members of the Democrat-majority U.S. Congress are critical of the free trade deal, and questions remain about the likelihood of ratification in Washington. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.